meeting, you'll be able to get there. I'm over there right now. Yeah, I'm over there right now. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. We're going to look at a variety of scriptures as we deal with this ability that God have given us. If you write a note, I want you to write my access to the ministry of angels. My access to the ministry of angels. And then I want you to put under that receiving angel assistance. Now, what the Holy Spirit wanted me to do tonight is to make it clear about spiritual warfare. I don't use that word, that term much, because there's a lot of teaching on spiritual warfare, and there's a whole lot of warring going on that don't need to be warring. But spiritual warfare is real, and the reason that you need to know about these supernatural angelical beings is because if you don't understand, you're not really going to win like you should win while you're here in life. You must understand that there's two sides of the ledger. There are demonical angels, angels of darkness, and both sides, they are invisible. And both sides, with you and I alone, they are stronger than us. And so a lot of time when we're dealing with something, we can't pray it off, we can't say it off, is that those demonical, angelical forces have locked in on you. And you can't break their power by yourself. That's why you need to know about the good angels. The good angels outnumber them 2-1. You remember just a third was kicked out. And they got more good angels than bad angels. But I don't talk about demons and the devil a whole lot, but we need to talk about it now. Angels of darkness versus angels of light. But you see, if you don't know the ministry of the Hebrews chapter 1, if you don't know the ministry of the angels of light and who they are, and I'm going to do my best to explain who they are from another method tonight to show you these angels. But I want to read 4 or 5 scriptures here. We're in training, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're talking about receiving angels assistance, my access to the ministry of angels. And I just want to read from Hebrews 1 verse. And that verse, the Holy Ghost remind me this day, that verse is in a form of a question, Hebrews 1 and 14. And I'm going to read, I heard Junior was talking about it. He learned that from me. There's really not no chapters in the Bible. They put the chapters for ours, but we're going to go down to the second verse of the second chapter of Hebrews, just because we're talking about angels. Now, in that 14th verse is a question, because a comparison if there's such a word, visualize, make it more vivid, the ministry of angels, the Holy Spirit compared them with Jesus in that first chapter and showed that Jesus was the greatest. Angels are not as great as Jesus, but Jesus was the greatest. And then they get down to this 14th verse and says, in the form of a question, but yet saying something, telling us something, are they not all ministering spirit? Ministering spirit, invisible, in another realm, in the realm of God. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And these angels are ministers of God who can do ministry in such a profound way that our words can't explain it. He tells us they're ministering spirits. Then he said they're sent forth to what?
Minister.
That means serve. Tell us who for. For them who shall be heirs of salvation. Well, I'm heir. Are you?
Yes.
See, but you can have a ministry and don't know how it works, and it do you no good. Look how long we suffered from the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Y'all just want to talk to me. Y'all ain't been baptized all that long. and praying in the Spirit. Look what a powerful spiritual weapon it is to pray in the Spirit. It's the same way about these angels. The church at large have not known enough about them. And that's why I'm going to have to teach on them for weeks and weeks and weeks until we get a grip to know, to be aware, and to awaken to them. And to become conscious of their presence. And that they become a realization to us. We realize that angels are real. Real spiritual being sent forth by God to cause us to walk in the winner circle. Amen. But one of the things, Lord, he said, now I want you to teach them how to cooperate with the angel. Because they don't recognize when they come, they don't recognize how to access them, how to let them assist them. They may think it's something else bothering them. They may, you know, if you're ignorant enough, you'd be praying angels away from you. Because angels have a divine, you listening?
Yes.
Angels have a divine influence on everything that is in this world. They can overrule powers. And I'm telling you, the more you know how something works, talk to me. The more you can cooperate with it, the more ignorant you are of something, you know. I remember that as a boy, they had that little lawnmower, quarter lawnmower, that thing had no motor on it. That thing had a little spin on it, and you would push that thing, man, and pull that thing, push it. That thing get choked. You're getting grass a little tall, that thing get choked. You can't get nowhere with that thing. And it's sad if a person have a lawnmower or Yazoo with a big engine on it, and he out there pushing it about. Trying to make it cut. The thing not going to cut the design, the cut itself, you turn the motor on. And so what I'm talking about is, what you don't know about, you know that people, if you get a person out of a wilderness experience and bring them and show them a lawnmower and tell them to cut the grass, they just might try to push it. That thing pull itself. It pull itself. And I despise the fact that the enemy have Christian pushing a Yazoo lawnmower that God, you know what I'm talking about, can pull itself. I'm saying, is Yazoo's good one? That's a good one, Eli? Yazoo, it pull itself. He got many, he can tell me many of them, because he kind of, it's a hobby. But it can pull itself. But I see Christians still, that little, you know anything about that thing, Glenn, with the little pedal on it? Oh, I'll take it back. What about that wash machine? That you had to put that towel in there and wring it. Oh, now, come on now. But now all you do now, the lady work for me. I got a lady work for me. She's been with me for many years. I love her so much. She take care of me and my family. She's been with us over 10, 15 years. Beautiful spirit. Be in my house, I don't even know she there. Be in the same room with me, I don't know she there. She take care of all my clothes. But she got the water machine, she go to, she push a button. Walk on, go do something else. So why live life? Now, there's a few things that I don't want to happen in my life. One thing I don't want to happen in my life is to be ignorant of something that can be a blessing to me. And I tell you, I promise you, these angels can be a blessing to you. They sent the minister for you as a salvation. Look at verse 1 in chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word, now watch this, what he said in the second verse. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. The angels' word are steadfast in the eyes of God. So they are ministering spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
And they are sent forth, right?
Yes.
To what? Minister?
Yes.
Now, what do you mean, minister? Well, whatever aspect of your life you're dealing with at any given time, that is somewhat overwhelming you, those angels will take you the next step in the spirit. They will do battle for you. Now notice, and I want to prove this now. You see, he said he sent the minister for the salvation, Now go to Matthew chapter 4. I want to prove something else to you about these angels. How many of y'all believe if Jesus need a ministry of something, you need it? How many of y'all in here are more spiritual than Jesus? And say, I really don't need no angels. The angels not working. I don't need no angel. I got Jesus. Well, Jesus needed the angel. Jesus accepted the ministry of angels. Jesus understood the ministry of angels. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Jesus understood the ministry of angels. Come on, say it with me. Jesus understood the ministry of angels. Therefore, I need to understand his ministry. And if dealing with warfare, see, every day you breathe, you entering into warfare. The war been going on. The war is Satan trying to discredit God. He got kicked out of heaven, and he's been angry with God ever since. And his main target is Krishna. Got the heathen already. And so Jesus went through this battle with him. And Jesus used the sword of the Spirit to put him in his place. We know about the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Ephesians 6 talks about taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's a live word we speak out of our mouth in faith, and it calls divine power to support us, right? Yes. Somebody know what I'm talking about here, right? Yes. All right, now, the word, the sword of the Spirit, the name of Jesus, the power of the blood, let me name a few things. The strength of your faith, all of these things, the anointing, prayer, spiritually, all of these weapons have been given to us by God to live the divine lifestyle, to stop the thief from stealing, killing, and destroying, and that you have the capability, you have the capability, you know what I'm saying is, you have the capability of living the abundant life. I'm telling you, without fully understanding the ministry of angels, you are not going to live the abundant life at its fullness. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And so we got the name of Jesus. Let me repeat it. We got the, and you could name, you could add some to it. You all been Bible student for a long time. A lot of equipment that God gave us because we're in this world, but we're not of this world, but we got a system in this world that try to keep us down and try to discredit the word, discredit the Lord, discredit the blood, discredit the truth. And so God put these beings here to help us. And right after Jesus had dealt with the enemy, how many of y'all ever had to deal with the enemy? How many of y'all ever had the enemy try to put a whooping on your life or try to steal something from you? If you're not, you're not in this world. You said that you're a robot or something. Because that enemy try, he attack us all. But it's not the attack that counts. Is when you know what to do when he attacked. Somebody talk to me. That's my job. My job is to equip you what to do when the enemy tell you you can't do something. Now, in this great battle, Jesus dealt with, Jesus took on a form of a man, and so he can feel our infirmity and go through some things, the same thing we're going through, so he can show us how to do it. In this 11th verse of the 4th chapter of Matthew, we have one of the most astonishing statements that would make me want to know about angels more and more, because here they're not only sent to minister for us, they're sent to minister to us. And here we have, this is so important for us to see this, and that's why the Holy Spirit told me he wanted me to just take my time. In the 11th verse of the 4th chapter of Matthew, right after spiritual warfare, the Lord whooped the enemy with the word. But when you go through spiritual warfare, it takes something out of you. spiritually. You got to recharge. And here we see now, let's read verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him. Thank God the devil left, huh? Wait a minute, stop right there. Thank God we can make the devil leave you. But he's coming back, you know. But just good, that's good. Just don't, I can make him leave. I don't want the devil setting up shop in my life. Then so they said, then the devil leaves him. Come on, say it loud.
Then the devil.
Ooh, somebody say, I wish the devil would leave me alone right now. Then the devil leaves. Come on.
Then the devil leaves.
What made the devil leave?
The word.
The sword of the spirit will make the devil leave. He got to go back and catch his breath.
Yes.
And give you time to breathe.
Yes.
And regroup. I feel somebody in the night say, Reverend, I wish you would make the devil leave me. I can't make him leave you. You got to make him leave you. See, because I'm not going home with you. If I make him leave you, when I leave, he said, uh-huh, all right. I'll make it worse for you. But if I can train you how to make him leave, then I don't have to worry about you. Then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him,
unto
Jesus.
Angels
ministered unto Jesus after spiritual warfare. Hell break loose in your home. Things not going right. You got to pray more. You got to pray every inch of the way to get out of this thing. And it drains you. And you, by knowing the ministry of angels, they can come to your assistance and help you get recharged faster and minister. Now, when I was meditating this, the Lord says, those angels that didn't show up when the battle was over. They were there. They stood and let Jesus use the word. But if that enemy looks like he's going to get ahead of Jesus, they're going to sweep him up.
Yeah.
They're always there. Say it. They're always there.
Tomorrow.
When I'm in my car.
They're always there.
Tomorrow. When I'm on my job.
They're always there.
To help me.
To minister for me.
And to minister to me.
Thank God.
They're always there. Now remember this. It's a realm that is invisible. They're in another realm. They're in another dimension. They're in the realm of your nature. They're in the realm of your nature. When you get in your nature, you're in that realm. When you get in your being, stop trying to become and begin to release some stuff. You see, we're so busy trying to become, but really we need to be releasing some things from our being. In him we live. We move and have our being. Our being already exists. Now, do you have that? That the angelical being came and ministered to the Lord. Now, one scripture says that the devil left him for a season. That means the devil coming back, baby. Every time he's coming back. But the stronger you get, the lesser he'll want to come. Because he knows if he stops by your house, he got a fight on his hand. He'd rather go down to Jack House. Who got nothing in him and don't have no word and got religious spirit and go to church every Sunday but don't have no power. Don't even know nothing about the ministry of angels. That's two grounds now. There's two things I've showed you. I'm going to show you something else here now. Matthew chapter 26. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes.
The Lord told me to take my time particularly and show you these things. And so you'll have a handle. You need a handle on this understanding of your access to angels and that angels are here to divinely assist you. Receive an angel assistance every day of your life from now on. I want you to know no matter what you're going through, those angels are there. They have power, man. I said they have power. They have power with God. They're coming up and down that ladder. They're going to get, and God's standing at the top of the ladder. They're going to get order and coming down. Going to get order, come down. Going to get order and come down. We'll see that in Jacob's ladder in a few minutes. Could this be a missing ingredient in the power of the church? But the church at large, the baby is weak. The church still in the baby stage at large, the overall church. Many pastors are still babies. I just got to say it. I mean, I'm not poking at nobody. I'm just talking about babies. They're not putting the word where people can grow up and go for themselves. They're just constantly laying hand on people. Man, people, head bald. They need to be laying hand on somebody else after 20 years. Just line after line after line after line. Then, I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave it alone. Then they won't get where nobody can train them nothing. In Matthew 26:53, Jesus dealing with the enemy. They coming to take him to the cross. He knew that was the way he had to go for us. And he revealed a secret about an angel. You don't pray to angels. You don't worship angels. But you can make commands to angels. You can pray for angels to help you. God, send me some help here. Watch this. Thinkest now that I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legion of angels. We can stop this. And I had my secretary, we looked at it. A legion mean 3,000 to 6,000. So he said 12 legion. The Amplified Bible said mean that he said I can call for 80,000 angels right now. Now, what magnified this? I'm going to show you what magnified this. Here's the master said, the master, do you understand what I'm trying to show you there? That Jesus said, I can pray. So if Jesus could have prayed and asked for some angels, Leroy can pray and ask for some angels. Is that right? Call your name now. And ask for some angels. And if I had known this 15 years ago, I believe I went through some hell that I didn't have to go through, and the angel stood right there and said, I got it, baby. You know what to do. I got it. But my teaching didn't tell me enough to know that I could talk to him. And the angels have, we're going to find in a few moments, that angels have to have a word, somebody to give them instruction. I know I've got whipped many times in the realm of the spirit by not knowing this. I prayed, said, and stayed, but I still needed some extra help, and I didn't know about this ministry. Are y'all with me over here? You understand what I'm saying? I want you to take this serious because this will change your life. This is not hocus pocus. This is not magic. This is a mystery, but yet God revealed his mystery to us. And these are invisible, powerful beings. Let's show you now. Jesus even called for 80,000. Now, watch this now. Let me see where I put this down at. Look at Isaiah 37, I received some. Isaiah 37. I'm going to show you something else, then I'm going to go on and we're going down the line some more. Are you with me yet?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all plan on putting some angels to work on certain things?
Yes.
How many of y'all wasting my time? Sucking up air or sucking his air up. Now, I want you to get a ratio here. I want you to see the dynamics. I want you to see the power that this ministry could push in your life if you have faith for it. See, everything of God worked by faith, right?
Yes.
Now, Jesus, he can call 12 legion. That mean over 80,000. That's what the Amplified Bible said. Okay. Now, 80,000, one person can call 80,000, Jesus. Now, I believe I can call 80,000.
Yes.
And if I ever get to the point where I need it, I'm calling for 12 legions. I'm not calling for 12. I'm saying, Lord, I want 12 legions. Send them here. Because I know they exist. Everything Jesus did was for an example for us to know what is available to us. Talk to me here now. Now watch this. In Isaiah 37, 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrian 185,000. That's 185,000. And then when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. What I want you to see is that angel is singular. He took out 185,000. Now calculate if you want. Jesus said he called 80,000. You understand? You see what I'm showing you?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to further train you tonight. I have studied and came to a better way of training you to give you a what I called, when I studied it, called it the power of Handel. I have a card I've made for you that will congeal your thoughts that you can, on your job, to the trench, wherever you are, take this card with you and go over it. My access to the ministry of angel, receiving angel, angel's assistant, angels, turn to Psalm 103, obey the voice of God and the voice of God's word. The Bible tells us, listen very carefully, the Bible tells us we are the voice of God. We are the voice of God's word. The Bible says we are the voice of God's word. So when I confess, this is on the cards you're going to get. So when I confess or declare the word of God over myself and my life situation, they are dispatched. Now you had Psalm 103:20. See what it's saying there. And I'm going to give you the fivefold ministry of angels from that one verse. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. Psalm 103:20, you there?
Yes, sir.
That excel in strength, that do his commandments, right?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what they hearken to. They're hearkening unto the voice of his word. Oh, man. What they hearken to?
The voice of
his word. They hearken to the voice of his word. You are the voice of his word. That's why the man told the man in the HIV matter, speak the word only. Death and life in the power of the tongue. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when you voicing the word of God, angels must go to work. When you voice the word, now I'm not talking about pity-patting you, I'm talking about voicing in the spirit. So you got, the word will take you in a realm. The word will take you into another realm. Come on now. The word will take you into another realm. Not the natural written word, but that John 6:63 word. When the word, Hebrew 4:12 word, John 15:7 word, the word abiding in you and have come alive in you and produce truth, spirit and light, and you speak that word out of an anointing of faith, that's speaking in the air of the spirit. Those angels hear, anytime you speak the word in the spirit, those angels hear it because you're in their realm. Say, well, I talked to angels, didn't do nothing. Well, you were talking in the natural, that's why. You're trying to quote a scripture. We're not talking about quoting the scripture. We're talking about speaking and live word out of your spirit, which has been designed to speak in the spirit world. You are a, oh yeah, oh yeah, hallelujah. You are a speaking spirit. Tell that person next to you. You are a speaking spirit. You have the ability to speak divine things into existence. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And you mean to tell me I've been living normal and being natural until I stop by you, Lord? The Lord said, I've been by you when you got born again. Speak up, child. Speak my words. Speak it like it's alive. Speak it like you believe it. We have been taking too much off the angels of darkness because we don't know how to function with the angels of light. That's what the Lord wanted to know. In this time, the angels of darkness are going to get more terrifying. They're going to tear a lot of people's lives up, but they're not going to tear yours up. Because you're going to know, you're going to know how you design, and you're going to know how to deal with the crumbling of this world system. It's crumbling. It's crumbling right now. But you, it says in Goshen they had light. And that death angel said, when I see the blood, and remember they put their blood on their poles. You might hear, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over. Well, these teaching that in these last days are being given to you that the enemy has to pass over you. Now, I hear the question, why am I going through all this? Because you don't know how to get out. My job is to tell you how to get out. You see, and if you listen to these CDs over and over again and get them down in your spirit, you're going to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Are you following me? Now, you notice what happened here. You notice what happened. Now, I want to give you these five things after. Number one, the fivefold ministry of angels, or angels exist to serve God in five ways. Number one, they are to bless the Lord in worship and service. In worship and service, angels bless the Lord. We can do the same thing, can't we? Number two, to do His word. And for a footnote with that, concerning activities on earth. To do His word. Number three, to heed the voice of God's word. Now this one is great shouting ground. To heed, number three, to heed the voice of God's word as it is spoken through the saints on earth. As it is spoken through the saint on earth. See, so then faith coming by hearing, right? And hearing by the word of God. So you can't have faith for angels if you never heard it like this. Okay, how long you been in church? Okay, how long? I've been in church 39 years. I couldn't have faith for angels until I start studying angels in depth in this section. I know some about angels, the pastor. But when I started studying, the Lord said, that's what I want, the line I want you to go down. Then my secretary and I went to work then. But we knew we got a job on our hand. And the Holy Spirit started helping us to find out what make these angels tick. What, you know, I need to know. I don't need to invent no wheel. I just need to know what's happening, baby. And I can study and pray, and God give me some things. To heed, number three, to heed the voice of God's word as it's spoken through the saints on earth. So as we speak God's word, those angels are obligated to function, to fight, to finish sometime what we start. And you say, oh, hold up, you can handle this. I got it. You did pretty good with your prayer. And you had a lot of scripture, but he said, I'm going to finish this. The Father told me finish this for you. Now, I'm prone to say, by the Spirit of the living God, many times angels have done things for you and you don't even know they did it. Because you were slinging that word around and you mess around, slung something, slung something around that you believe. Angels say, I got that. You talk about, look what I did. Look at you ain't did nothing. That big angel was standing behind you. That person stopped messing with you because the angel did this behind you. That's enough. That's enough. The angel behind you with his hand up, that's enough. You talk about, I'm bad, angel. That person saw the angel behind you. One thing I could tell you, class, and I want you to hear me well, you watching by internet around the world in foreign countries, one thing, and it works everywhere. One thing I want to tell you, I am not planning on losing. Do I have anybody else in here? I have made no preparation for loss. Because the Father have done too much for us to win. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and go ahead on and walk. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on what God has provided for you, and you shall win. Stop fighting people. People are not your problem. Number four, the fivefold ministry of angels. To minister on God's behalf. To minister on God's behalf as instructed in Hebrews 1:14. And number five, to do God's pleasure. As his host, H-O-S-T, or at his direction. And you got all that right there in Psalm 103, verse 20. Angels, where are angels today? Let me give you some of the things. Angels are everywhere. They are in heaven, and they are in the earth. And they are with you right now. Glory to God. They could be sitting next to you on a bus, train, be next to you in the elevator, at the grocery store, or just anywhere. See, I know two words in the spirit realm that have got hung up. Two words. I think I can explain one better. Look at Hebrews for a minute. Glory to God. Hebrews 13. It's everybody trying to, I know we need to grow in the spirit, but there are things we need to release in the spirit because of who we are. And these words for the last, when God told me, I'm going to brighten your candle, y'all know my teaching changed then. God brought me up on his word that the church awareness, being aware of what belonged to you, aware of what can happen if you turn certain things loose like they should be turned loose. And then another word is great and grand. It's not something that you have to obtain. It's something that you have to become awakened to. Yeah. See, a lot of things we've been dead on because we had not heard them properly. And so, have you ever heard the term of sleeping giants? Yes. That's what Christians are at large, sleeping giants, because they become aware and become awakened. And I'm going to use another word, consciousness. They become conscious of their oneness with the Father. Another word is that the church world don't use. They come to a realization, fully realize that you can rely on God. Come, that God is real, he's touchable, and he's lovable, and he loved me, and I love him, and what I go through, he go through. If I just know how to touch him and talk to him and expect him to do something about it, he always will. He always will. See, but we can get churchology. Churchology, that's what I said. We can get churchology, and most Christians got churchology. They go to church, but they have no idea of how to be the church. That angel, at least one, going to climb in the car with you tonight. Stand by your bed all night long. until you get up. Now somebody said, Reverend, you're scaring me. You should be scared if you think one. Well, you should be scared at if you believe that there's not one in your room. Now I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something, so don't have to take Alka-Seltzer after I say this. Who you think been taking care of your prideless self? Them days, your prideless self. Those days you missed praying. Those days you missed studying the word. Those days you were too busy for God. Who you think took care of you? Now I'm talking to y'all, I don't have those days. I made my mind up when I got saved. See, God did with me like he did with Saul. Saul was killing them, doing all kinds of things. When Saul got converted, he went to the word and to the work of God the same way. That's the way I did. See? And that's the way you better do too. Angels have access to earth through an open heaven by means of obedience to God, our worship, and the word of God. So now, I'm going to give you these four access you have to angels. I'll give you the fivefold ministry of angels. When I read that, the Lord quickened me. He says, tell them how they can access them. For number one, Psalm 103, verse 20. You know, you speak his word, right? But I saw here, that we have the capabilities, you and I, of living under an open heaven. When we do, it gives us an access to angels. In other words, our morals, our thought life, than Philippians 4:8. Our heart, Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, know my heart. Have your mind clean and your heart fixed. Living under open heaven. I live under open heaven every day. Lord, I don't know what good thing God's going to do today. I know the enemy's going to try to cut up, but that's all right. We're going to cut him too. But the Lord's going to do some good things today. Because when you got a clean heart, when you got a fixed heart, when you got the right, when you want to live right. We got to talk about living right, children. You can't expect no angel to help. No angel ain't helping no crook. So like Brother Hagin praying to man. Brother Hagin, he got down to man. Man said, Lord, move by some hook, nook, or crook. Brother Hagin said, God ain't going to move by no hook, nook, or crook, man. He got on up. Some Christians think they can pray anything through and live any kind of way and pray this little pity-pat prayer. Lord, forgive me. Yeah. They don't mean it because they plan on doing it again tonight. So we got to straighten out. That same spirit is going to take us. You know, we need to hush all gossip, criticism, being suspicious, judging people. We need to stop that. Every time we do that, we give an open to the enemy. You judge somebody, say, I don't know why she did that. Where are they going? That's not your business. You know, the Bible said, mind your own business. You know, it's like a man standing and said, oh man, his shoes sure not shine. I'm kind of looking at his shoes. I said, yeah, they sure not. You're so busy looking at somebody else's shoes, you ain't got your own one shine. Stuff like that, you know. Stay out of other people's business. I hear somebody repenting right now. Lord, help me. The second thing that give me access to God's, to the angel, is obedient to God. Obeying God open my access to angels. Another thing, I know God said increase the praise and worship of this church. Worship brings angels on the scene. And it seemed like that ladder that Jacob seen, when you worship God, looked like the heaven opened and that ladder come down and set in the midst of the people who worshiped him. He said he habitated the praises of his people. And the angels know worship. The angels know what real worship is, what real praise is. And when real worship and praise is going on, the angels say, I wonder if somebody needs something. They're up and down that ladder. And then the right use of the word of God give us access to angels. Angels have access to the earth through an open heaven by means of obedience to God, our worship, and the word of God. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you really want to experience the presence of God, I'm telling you, I'll get into prayer. They pray before every service. I see a lot of my members are not there. Some of them are grown prayer. And I know they're real spiritual. They done got more spiritual than their pastor. Pastor need to go by there. I don't need to go by there. Bertha need to go, but I don't need to go. Jody need to go, but I don't need to go by there. I'm just getting my seat, me. No, y'all better open up your eyes and see what God have done for you. You know, we had an old confused church and always fussing and cussing and talking about who running the church and all that, and coming here going to have a meeting and somebody might have a gun and all kind of stuff. But I never had that foolishness. You come to this church, you're going to find P-E-A-C-E. You're going to find peace when you come to this church. I'll tear down myself. Because I know what the Lord said about this church. I know the vision for this church. I know changing the life of people with the word of God. We ain't got no time for this other foolishness. With these egos. And you say, I got a word for God. You better be sure it's from God. Because if I don't get a witness, I'm going to tell you, sit down. I worked too hard to build this ministry and let you come tonight and tear it down with your revelation. That ain't gonna happen. Genesis 28:12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, and I want to put a word here now, not add on the scripture, but I want to put an emphasis here. Still going on. Still, someone say it, still going on. And behold, an angel of God ascended and descended on it. This spiritual ladder, Jacob saw revealed angels have access to earth and coming and going back to heaven to help aid and serve the children of God. You know, now this is the way I work. It's the way I work. I get off in the spirit. I get off in the spirit, and I really have a need from God. You hear me?
Yes.
And my back against the wall. I know how I get when I get lost in the spirit. I know some of the things I'll say. Let the ladder down. Lord, let the ladder down. Lord, see, I know what I'm talking about. See, I know, don't know the angel. But I'm emphasizing to myself, Lord, let the ladder down. In other words, I'm saying, Lord, give me some angels.
Yes.
I mean, you get in a tight spot, you don't know nothing else to say. Just say that. Lord, let the ladder down. Have you ever seen one of them fold up ladders? You fold it like the attic ladder, you fold it back up. You let it down. Unfold this ladder, Lord. I need some help down here. Now, angels live in the realm that is invisible to the natural eye, but they do exist. This invisible realm is more real than the natural realm, where we perceive things by the five natural senses. Now, here's a statement, and you know, we've been without, because you're without something that you're ignorant of to a certain degree. Only mercy and grace can help us. You wouldn't want to be on this earth without your angel. and other angels looking after you or assisting you. You don't want to be here without it. The recording in the Bible of God people interacting with angels and receiving their assistance prove we need the assistance of angels. And I hope you realize that more than you ever have before, that I need the assistance of angels. Say it.
I need the assistance of angels.
I'm willing to accept.
In Jesus' name.
The assistant of angels. Matter of fact, things that I'm dealing with now. I declare that the angels are going to help me. Psalm 24, please. I got a few more minutes. Psalm 24. We're accessing this and receiving this divine angelical assistance. Recognize they're invisible. Recognize we're still dealing with, like we deal with prayer, like we deal with the Holy Spirit, like we deal with the name of Jesus. Everything has to be dealt with by faith. I want you to develop your faith for angel assistance. In other words, I'm saying believe God's word as he said that they are ministering spirit. You just got to go ahead and believe God that they're there. Now, once you get more keener in the spirit along this line, you're going to be able to see the functioning of angel. You're going to know my angel had to be here for that to happen. Now, because you can develop expectation for them. Expectation has to become before manifestation. So now I'm telling you how to have expectation, telling you different understanding of angels, so you can have this expectation. Then you can have manifestation and demonstrations in your life carried out by these divine beings. If we didn't need them, children, God wouldn't have given them to us. Again, it's not these little fat babies we see. They got there with them all little colors and got their little wings on them. That's a mockery. So if you happen to have one of them little fat angels up in your house, put them in the closet till I finish. I'm telling you. Now, it seemed like this voice did not fit, but this voice is very important. Psalm 24:1, because they're talking about angels ministering the earth. Their ministry is over the whole earth. The Bible says the earth is the Lord. Psalm 24:1. And the fullness thereof. You see it? Come on, read it. So since the earth, fullness, and the whole world belong to God, God, angels doing God bidding are dispatched to every parcel of land, every piece of dirt, every drop of dew, every piece of matter, and to us, angelic hosts fill the heaven and live in God's presence 24/7. You call for me about 3 o'clock in the morning. You got to wait till I wake up. I say, huh? What? Who? What happened? Why? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm human. Thank you. Don't think I'm working on it. And jump up and put on my Superman suit. So, the Lord said, I'm saying, who is this? You better have a mighty good reason to call me at 3 o'clock because I've trained you already. You couldn't handle this yourself? And by the way, I don't get no call. And by the way, I'll take your call if you need the call. And I wouldn't look small at you, but I'm training you that you can handle it yourself. Therefore, I can sleep. Angels love us as does our dear Heavenly Father. And so we must be assured we are surrounded by innumerable angels sent by our Father to minister to us on this spiritual journey through life on planet Earth. So what we must realize, I had that earlier. I had those four things. Let me see, I got to close. But I had wrote these things down. Let's see. Here's four things I'm going to close with. I got a minute and 55 seconds. The angels are ministering spirit, number one. I want you to get that, right? Also recognize that we are consistently in spiritual warfare, number two. Number three, I heard the Spirit of God says, it's possible for us to stay in a winner's circle. So I got to stand in the winner's circle. And then that fourth one would activate me. Recognize all the time that we are on a spiritual journey. Our journey is through here. This is not our home. Our journey is through here to do business as an ambassador for Christ and win battle, because we're on our way to be in his presence. Amen?
Amen.
If you believe that, lift your hand and give God praise. Hallelujah. We'll take up next week.